during the top of Chaf Aleph on the base. Tanya Kavosi de Rava, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Lohoyu Mavim de Lasos, called Iker. Now we have a brisa that says, Rabbi Yehuda, and the same reason that we said yesterday why they didn't bring Lasos was because we're afraid that the child will be too secure and he'll lean over, and then perhaps become Tomei with whatever possibly under the ground. They should die shel tinik gasolov, because if he's sitting on a even board and not on the back of the animal, he'll be too confident. Shemiyotzi rosho o echad meivara v'yitami bekevrat ahom. And we're afraid he'll lean over and become tamei bekevrat ahom. With Rashi says bekevrat ahom klomer v'sofik kever. Kevrat ahom means a sofik kever. Ela mevi'in shvarim hamitzrim. We bring oxen from Mitzrayim, shekrei soseim chrechavos, that were extremely wide. The picture in the back over here of what it looks like. I don't know if I ever saw an ox that looks like that altogether. I don't know if I ever saw an ox altogether, but surely not one looks like this. This is a picture. A shore here. It looks like some people I may know, but... bulging at both sides. What? right. Okay, so you bring Egyptian oxen, Shekresosehen Rechavos, whose stomachs are wide, Vatinokas Yoshvin al Gabehen, and they sit on the back and they're not so confident that they're not going to fall off, so they don't move and lean over. The Kosa Shalem Yedeim, Higili Shiluach, Yardu Molim, Va'olu V'yoshvin al Gabehen. They come to the Shiluach, they get off the animal, go down into the water. Like we said, Rashi holds that this Mandiomer holds that you have to fill the kli with the water for mechatos by hand. You can't put it into the water and let it fill by itself. The Marsha like this. The Hari Mita Diyeshba Kame Egrothim. How about a bed? Like we said now, that Rabbi Yehuda is maskim, that an ohel, even if it's not made bidei Adam, right? And we said that a bed is considered an ohel not made bidei Adam because it's not made for the bottom, it's made for the top. So what's under the bottom is not made for that, and therefore it's considered lo asa bidei Adam. But we said that Rabbi Yehuda holds that if there's a mole egrof, and yesterday I was ma'or the Rashi in two places says something different. Mole Egrov, in one place Rashi says that the shetach has to be more than a mole Egrov. Now the minimum shetach of an ohel is a tefach by a tefach. But if it's mole Egrov or more, then this halacha doesn't apply. And then Rashi in another place says mole Egrov is the space between the thing that you're talking about and the ohel. Right? It has to also be a tefach. So I saw the Oracle Nir Taka is ma'orah that, and he says, according to Rashi, you need, in order for an ohel that's not made bidei Adam to be an ohel, according to Rabbi Yehuda, you need a mole egrof all over. You need a mole egrof of area shetach of ohel, and a mole egrof between that and the ground. But a mita has both. A mita is more than a mole egrof in area, and there's more than a mole egrof between it and the ground. So why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that if you sleep under the mita in the sukkah, that it's okay because it's not considered an ohel, because it's not made by people? Lamaisa, he doesn't hold of that condition where everything is more than a mole egrof. So harimita diyesh bakam egrofim, usnan Rabbi Yehuda omer noagim hayinu shayinu yishenim tachas amita, right, mipnei askenim, right? So lechora, why would Rabbi Yehuda hold that that mita is not an oil? It's also, well, even if it's not osui bidei adam, but it's more than mole egrof. So Mara says shani mita hoil legaba asuya. No, mita is worse. When does Rabbi Yehuda hold that a mole egrof helps? That's only something that's made bidei shamayim, but the ikar it's made for what's underneath bidei shamayim. In other words, the ikar tachlis of it is for what's underneath. But over here, the ikur tachlis of the bed is for what's on above it. And therefore, that not only makes it asuya bidei shamayim, not bidei adam, it makes it worse than asuya bidei shamayim, and therefore even malei egrof, it's not considered an oel. They go talking about what's for the top of the bottom. An ox is made to ride on, not to sit underneath. So the chora, that's also asui bidei shamayim, and it's made for the top. Mali egrof shouldn't help over there. No, the shvarim are used sometimes for the underneath too. Sometimes the shepherds, what's it called, get under the animals for protection when it rains or to get shaded. Okay, so they creep under the animal. Samar says, Ihachi mita nami. If that's the case of bed also, you use, even though the ikker is for the top, you do use the underside of the bed. Right? A bed protects your shoes that you put underneath it. And the reason it says shoes is because the Gemara in Bava Basra says that the meat of a Talmud Chacham is that there's only shoes underneath it, right? In the summer, sandals, and in the winter, shoes, and nothing else, right? Amai Haaretz keep everything under their bed. But food, you're not allowed to keep under a bed. But other things, you keep your clothes or whatever under your bed if you want, but Rambam Aretz keeps everything under his bed, and the Talmud Chacham only keeps his shoes and sandals under a bed.
What's the problem with things under
your
bed?
It's not mesudr. It's not the place to store things. Okay. However, the food under the bed is a ruach ra under the bed. You can't keep food there. In fact, it's shadow whether the food's mutter to eat even after that. So Ela Marava, Shani Shvarim, Hoel Vasuim, Lahogin, Al B'nei Me'ayim Shalahem. So you can't say that. If something is made the ikker for what's on top and not what's underneath, then inochanami, what's it called, a mali egrof wouldn't help. So then why is the shore, why does mali egrof help by the shore? Because the shore is made, the skin, the ohel of the shore, the top part of the ohel, is made to protect the bottom part of the shore. So the top part of the oil is made for what's underneath the ocean, the shore. Right? It's made to protect the innards of the shore. Shenemar or ubaser talbisheni uvatzamos v'gidim tesochecheni. Says Beferish that the skin on the top of the shore, right, is there to be a schach over its insides. So the maisa, the ohel of the shore, is made not only to ride on; it's made to protect and cover the insides of the shore.
But
it's all one thing. But the part of this ohel, the top part of it, is made for what's underneath. Not only for people riding on top of it, it's made for the shore to protect its insides. The boy seima, and it uses the word schach. It's more from the pasuk that the idea of the skin on the top of the shore is made a schach for what's underneath. The Boyseimer Rabbi Yehuda Tameh. And another answer is that Rabbi Yehuda does not hold. The reason Rabbi Yehuda holds you could sleep under a bed is not because it's an ohel asuya bidei shamayim, and it's not an ohel. It is an ohel. Okay, forget about all of this. It is an ohel. So why does Rabbi Yehuda hold you could sleep under the bed? The Omar Sukkah diras keva, because Rabbi Yehuda holds sukkah has to be diras keva, or it could even be diras keva. So sukkah is considered keva. But a mita is only aroi. You move it around. It never stays in one place forever, a mita. Sukkah, lamaisa, stays for 7 days in one place. And it has to be, so, and it could be something that's keva. But a mita is always aroi. The sukkah, diras aroi. The sukkah, ohel keva. Below osi, ohel aroi, mavatal ohel keva. Rabbi Yehuda holds that an ohel aroi can't be mavatal and ohel keva. So the under the bed, it does not interfere with the ohel of the sukkah, because the ohel of the sukkah is keva, and the ohel of the bed is aroi. Versus v'horeb shimin, the omer nami sukkah diras keva bo'inan. We learned in the beginning of the sechta, there was a whole list of tanoim that held that sukkah be diras keva, and Reb Shimon was one of them. And still, Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says, right, that you can't sleep under the bed. So, Lechora, you see that Diras Oel Aroi is Mavatl Diras Keva, according to Reb Shimon, right? Diras Keva Bo'inen, V'Ossi Oel Aroi Mavatl Oel Keva, Mar says, yeah, V'Ho Plige, Yenachanami, that's a machlokas. Mar Sover Ossi Oel Aroi Mavatl Oel Keva, Mar Sover Lo Ossi Oel Aroi Mavatl Oel Keva. That's a machlokas between Reb Shimon and Reb Yehuda. Reb Yehuda holds that an Oel Aroi is not mevatel in oel keva. So even though you're in the oel of the bed, but you're still considered in the oel of the sukkah. And Reb Shimon holds no, that an oel aroi is mevatel in oel keva. And since you're in the oel of the bed, you're not in the oel of the sukkah. Rashi. The yesh kama egrofim min hachavolim lekarka. And here again, Rashi says the egrofim are in the height, but it's also in the area of the oel itself. Noagim hayinu alma oel aroi lo oelu. Right? What's it called? Rabbi Yehuda holds that they used to sleep under the bed, which means that it was what's it called not considered an oel, even though there was a lot of egrofim underneath. Ho legaba suya. Samara says no. Mita is worse because it's an ohel that's not made by people for what's underneath, and it's made specifically for what's on top. That is already, even a grofim won't help. Lishon agaba v'lo tachteva. A bed is made to sleep on top of it, not underneath. V'fichach ein lo shem ohel. Therefore, it's not an ohel at all, even with a grofim. Al haroim shemachnisin rasheim tachas kresa. So the Gemara says, aye, the animal's also made to ride on, not to go under. He says, no, it's not true. The animal, many times, the roe goes under it to protect himself. L'hochi noket gabi mito min alayim v'sandlim. Rashi says, why did it mention shoes by under the bed? And he put anything under the bed. Damrinim bavabasra, zeo mito shol tamidi chachom, kol she'in tachteho, elu min alayim shol balabayis, b'yamos hachamo v'sandelein b'yamos hagshomim. That he only puts his sandals there in the winter and his shoes in the summer. I think I said the opposite. That's the way it is. You wear shoes in the summer and sandals in the winter. I don't know, it seems it's the opposite. You should wear the sandals in the summer and the shoes in the winter. Okay. Ah, no, that's pshat. He stores his sandals there in the winter when he's not wearing them, and he stores his shoes there in the summer when he's not wearing them. Yeah, it is. I was right. Okay. Shinosim shonk shubo lishka v'lishon cholitz minal v'nosim tachas mitaso. Rashi Rashi Mashna like that. Take off your shoes and put them under the bed when you're lying in bed. It's not nice to make your bed a balagan under the bed to store everything that you have, the kitchen sink. And Rashi says the reason is because then people end up by your bed all the time taking out their things, and it's not nice to people be around people's beds all the time. The top part of the animal protects the bottom part of the animal. You see from the pasuk that the top part of the animal is called schach because it protects or it guards the bottom part. Or you can say that Rabbi Yehuda Taka holds a mita as an oil. It's made by people, even though it's made for the top, it's sometimes used for the bottom, and therefore it's a bona fide oil. That's not the reason why you could sleep under the bed. And it is an oel, but it's only an oel aroi. And sukkah is oel keva. So the oel aroi is not mevatel the oel keva. Aymar says, V'horeb Shimon, the omer nomi sukkah keva, the boy arba defanos. Reb Shimon in the machlokas we have, if you need four walls, three complete and one partial, or three walls, two complete and one partial, Reb Shimon holds you need four walls. And the Gemara said the reason is because he holds you need diras keva. So if Reb Shimon holds you need diras keva, then why doesn't he hold you can sleep under the bed? And Reb Shimon in the Mishnah says you can't sleep under the bed. V'amrina v'perakama, Reb Yehuda v'Reb Shimon, v'Reb Gamliel v'Reb Elezer, v'acherim kulu sfira lehu sukkah diras keva b'inah. The Kamar Masnis and Lefi Darkeinu Lamadnu Shayoshin Tachas Hamita Liyotzei Chavasa. Reb Shimon holds you not Yotzei if you sleep under the bed. So why doesn't he hold like Reb Yehuda that Lo Osi Oel Aroi Umevatol Oel Keva? Mar says Enechanami. That's the Machlokas, right? Whether an Oel Aroi is Mevatol an Oel Keva or not. Reb Shimon holds that it is, and Reb Yehuda holds it's not. Okay. Om Reb Shimon Ma'isa B'Tevi Avdo. Shimon related the Ma'isa with Tevi, the Eved of Ram Gamliel, who used to sleep under the bed, and Ram Gamliel said, look how smart my Eved, big Talmud Chacham, he knows that an Eved's potter from Sukkah, that's why he sleeps under the bed, because you're not Yotze. Tanya Rav Shimon, Misichosel Sheram Gamliel, Lamadnu Shnei Dvarim. From Rav Shimon's joke, right, we learned two things. Lamadnu Shavodim Pturim in HaSukkah. We learned that an Eved's potter from Sukkah, it's a mitzvah say Shazman Grama, right, and even though I might think that you should learn from either Teishvu Kein Toduru, that a woman has to be there too, because husband and wife are always together, so you have to be in the sukkah the way you normally are. So there's a hava minute to say a woman should be chayiv in sukkah because of her husband. Or because, like we said a few days ago, because of gzeira shava to matzah, just like a woman's chayiv in matzah because she's asur b'chametz, right? We learned tesvav from tesukkah that she's chayiv also in sukkah. So in order to avoid that, there's a pasuk that says kol ha'ezrach b'Yisrael, that only men, not women. And what's it called? But the Lamaisa, now that we have that pasuk, it reverts back to the regular klal of mitzvah seh shazman grama. So the real reason a woman's potter from sukkah is because mitzvah seh shazman grama. But I might think not like that, so you need a pasuk to tell me not to go after those other limudim. Okay. V'lamadnu shayoshin tachas amita liyotze dechavosim. We also learned that if you sleep under the bed, you're not yotze. Shmur says, Lema mitvarav shom gamliel. Why didn't it say from the words of Ram Gamliel? Why misichosa? Misicha shom gamliel. Why did he use that lashon? Milsagav urche kamashmon. Because he wanted to tell me another thing. Ki hoda omer av acha bar ada v'amri lo omer av acha bar ada omer av hamanuno omer arav. Menayin shafilu sichas chulin shol tamidei chacham and sichas limud shenemar v'olei lo yibo. It's not just when the Talmud Chacham says something b'kavana to be divrei Torah, you have to learn from it. Even if he said it as sicha, stam conversation, stam a joke, you also have to. How do you know? Because it says olei lo yibo. It refers to a tzaddik. It says his pre, his fruit. That's the divrei Torah. The oleh is the leaves. That's not the ikar fruit. But even the olim, right, lo yibo. Even that is something that is substantial and you have to learn from. Even the jokes. Okay. V'horeb Shimon, are we on this already? Misicha, so loshen sicha schulin v'simcha. Right? That's one, the way we have the girsa. I saw that there's a different girsa. What's it called? Not simcha, but what's the other one? Sicha, right? Sicha, sicha schulin v'sicha, which makes more sense. But the Chorit said sicha schulin. What's sicha different than sicha schulin? So simcha again means a joke. Give it a joke. Milsa chadeta agav urche. By saying sichas talmid chachamim, not divrei chachamim, came to tell me this halach, this idea. The ozel hashmin and shnei dvarim shlamadnu. I wanted to tell me it in a way that you can learn a third thing. If it said we learn from the words of Ram Gamliel, so we know that if Ram Gamliel said divrei Torah, you have to learn from it. But since it didn't say dvarav, it says what's it called, sicho. So now we know that even when he doesn't say kavana divrei Torah, stam, he's saying it as stam words, still you have to learn from it. The iamrish mitvar voshamina minashite sichas chulin tzrichalitein leivul lomda. Aval hashto hashmina desorich lahatis ozen up the sichasim. You have to pay attention even to the sich of talmidei chachamim because you can learn from that too. Sha'at hi sofa lahavin vadav davar Torah. Even from that, they're so conditioned for Torah that even their regular talk is filled with Torah. Mitvar mashma divrei Torah shumiskav lalamdon talmidei that even his divrei chulin have Torah in it. So it's good to pay attention. Tzricha limud, tzorich l'shomam, shitnu lem leiv. That you have to listen to them and pay attention so you get the divrei Torah that are hidden in the sichas chulin. V'olehu dover kal shabo. The leaves are, compared to the fruit, something secondary. Right? Not so important. And still, that also is important. Okay. Mishnah. Hasomech sukaso b'kroi hamita k'sheira. Person has a bed that has bed posts, and they're high. They're more than 10 tefachim high, which Rashi learns. And you take this bed, and you put schach on the top of the bed. So the bed is the sukkah. Okay? The bed, the walls of the sukkah are the bed, the bed posts, on two sides. Kshera. So what's it called? Tanakama holds kosher. Sukkah, 10 tefachim, has walls. So what? It's kosher. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, im einu yachol lam b'fnei atzo psuva. Rabbi Yehuda holds no. If the sukkah is totally dependent on the bed, it's possible. You can't make a bed into a sukkah. Okay. Mita bikroya mita shalema. In a total, complete bed, it becomes a sukkah. Rabbi Yehuda omer time of farshik mara. I'm going to explain the reason. My time is Rabbi Yehuda mara. What's the reason for Rabbi Yehuda? Pligi bar abzeira v'rav bar memel. Chara the Tanakam is pashut. Why can't you make a sukkah out of a bed? Right, it has all the dimensions of a sukkah. Has walls. Has schach. What's the problem?
What?
What about?
Where are the walls? The
bedposts go all the way up 10 tefachim high. Here, picture. Here's the picture. That's the sukkah. This is the bed. This is the bed. Is this, and these are the high bedposts. Put schach over the bedpost, and the bed becomes a sukkah.
Does it have solid walls?
What? Yeah, solid wall.
So it's a bed with walls around it.
Right. The bed has three walls around it. So the bed is the sukkah. Okay. So now. Okay. So you don't want to build a sukkah. You just want to put schach on your bed. You have a bed. Bring it outside and put schach on it. You don't have to build any sukkah. So the chor, why is that no good? Why? Where does it ever say that a bed can't be a sukkah? So what's the reason of Yehuda? Pligi bar abzeira v'rababa bar memel. Chad om rabnei shein lo keva. A sukkah, like we said, Yehuda holds it has to be diras keva. And a bed's not a dover kavua. You move it around constantly. Tosu says, according to this, you couldn't have a sukkah on a wagon or anything that moves around. Right? So this later on, when the Gemara says about making sukkahs on wagons, on boats, or whatever, this Rabbi Yehuda would hold that it's no good according to this reason. One holds that the reason is because the bed is makabel tumah. It's a kli. And you're supporting the schach with the bed itself. It's somech the schach, maimid the schach with dover makabel tumah. That's why it's no good. My binayu, what's the difference between them? Kigon shenoat shvudim shobar zol v'sichach aleim. You put a frame, an iron frame, in the ground, and you put schach on the iron frame. Okay. So the man diom rofi shein lo keva harish lo keva. Here the iron frame is kavua. You put it, you stuck it into the ground. Doesn't move. So it's not aroi, but it's maimid b'dover hamakabel tumah. Right. It's on iron. Right. It's on metal. Man diom rofi maimida b'dover hamakabel tumah harish maimida b'dover hamakabel tumah. Omer Abaye lo shonu ela somach. And what does the Tanakama hold? That mind v'dovra makabel tumah is okay. The ma'isa we had before that you can't be mind v'dovra makabel tumah. But the Tanakama holds l'chora that that since it's the walls, it's not a separate mind. When is mind v'dovra makabel tumah? When you have something that looks like schach. So then we're afraid that that the you may think you could use that for schach. You have supports, but where the walls are dovra makabel tumah, that's not a problem, because nobody's going to think that the walls are schach. So even though you're maimid the schach with the walls that are makabel tumah, that's okay. That's what the Tanakama holds. Omer Abaye, even according to Rabbi Yehuda, who holds that maimid bedover makabel tumah, right, is even if you're maimid the schach with the walls that are makabel tumah, lo shonu ela somach. That's only if you put the schach directly on the walls. Aval sichech al gabe mita. But if you use the walls just as walls, and you support the schach with some kind of pegs or whatever, right, hooks or whatever, where it's above the bed, but it's not resting on the bed. The schach is not resting on the bed. It's resting on a separate frame of dvarim that are not makabel tumah above the bed. Then that's okay. Even though the walls themselves are makabel tumah. Doesn't make a difference. And even though the walls themselves are not araroi. The main thing is that the schach should be kavua, and the schach shouldn't be supported by something that's makabel tumah. But if the walls are makabel tumah, or the walls are aroi, that's not, the walls are not the sukkah. The walls are a halach in sukkah, but they're not sukkah. Sukkah is, like we said from the beginning, the sech to the schach.
When we say that the support material can't be makabel tumah, does that mean the material itself can be, or that at that time...
No. The material can't be makabel tumah, can't be something that could potentially be makabel tumah.
Potentially. So
right.
If it's rooted in the ground, it's still no good.
Right. Moshon al-somach, aval sichei chagabe hamita k'sheira. Right? It's not so pashut. There is a shita that if it's mamish connected to the ground, then it's okay, because it's not makabel tumah anymore.
Well, that's my question.
Right. But here, just throw, put into the ground, is not connected to the ground. It's just that it's kavua, but it's not connected to the ground. If we mamish connected to the ground, couldn't take it out, then it's a shayla. But if you were mesachich al gabi hamituk sheira, my time, leman domer lefi shein lakeva harish lakeva. The schach itself is kavua. It's not dependent on the bed. If you take the bed away, the schach is still going to remain. Leman diomer meisha mamita bedover makabel tuma harim mamita bedover makabel tuma. And according to the man diomer who said the reason it's possible, according to Rabbi Yehuda, because you're supporting it with something from Kabbal Tumah, you're not supporting the Schach with some Kabbal Tumah. The Schach is supported by something else over the bed. So the walls are Kabbal Tumah, no problem. Rashi. She'ein lo keva, a bed is not something that's kavua. She'metaltelas ayidei mita, because then the sukkah moves when you move the bed. Rabbi Yehuda tamei domer sukkah diras keva. And Rabbi Yehuda holds, like we said before, Rabbi Yehuda holds, one of the mandiyom who holds the sukkah has to be diras keva. Shamamida, the alpha bishulol amandu psula l'schach, even though really only the schach is possible if it's lover makabal tuma, hoel the ikro shol schach, elu mamidim, havi ki ilu siche bedor makabal tuma. Since this holds up the schach, it's as if you were mesachich with dover makabal tuma. And most learn that it's a gzera, that we're afraid that if you support the schach with dover makabal tuma, since that's what makes the schach able to be there, that you'll use that for schach too. But the way from Rashi's mashma, not like that. Rashi's mashma that the schach can't stand up without dover makabal tuma. So basically, this is part of the schach, right? The schach is bottled to this because the schach can't stay there without this. So this becomes part of the schach. Therefore, it's possible. You didn't put the schach directly on the bedpost. You put it on pegs that are suspended above the bedpost. But the walls of the sukkah are the bed. But the schach is not resting on the bed. Then Rabbi Yehuda holds also kosher. The hollow gamrin and psul minei l'sukkah ela l'sichuch. This is not, what's it called, the schach is not aroi, because it's not part of the bed. And the schach is not being supported by, what's it called, by something's makabal tuma, because it's on pegs. Elamai, the walls of the sukkah are aroi. The walls of the sukkah are dover makabal tuma. So what? Right? The ze lohu velo mamido v'psulim. Lein keva nomi yesh keva l'sichuch. The halachas that apply to Kevin, halachas that apply to Mekabel Tumah, only apply to the schach, they don't apply to the walls.